Student Association and Black Student Association. Our recipient's passion to help youth is reflected in his work. He is the coordinator of diversity and inclusion at Carl Sandburg College. He is the founder of Men of Distinction and Women of Character, student organization emphasizing leadership for young people in our community. His candle has helped light the way for young students from grade school to college. The recipient has said, and I quote the recipient, "As a community, we have to learn to acknowledge, empower, recognize, encourage, congratulate, and celebrate our youth's efforts. Today, we celebrate his efforts to better our community. I'm pleased to announce the 2021 Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award is Anthony Law."
Well, the fortunate thing this morning, Tyler, this gentleman lights his candle in our studio. The brightness shines this morning, and the winner of the Thomas B. Herring Award with us this morning, Mr. Anthony Law. First off, Anthony, congratulations. Wow, what a great honor.
Thank you so much. I really, words cannot express what this means to me, not for my personally receiving the award. It's because of the history. Like I said at the luncheon, Don Moffitt was there, and I've always looked at Don Moffitt as a leader and somebody I aspired to be. And then the late great Johnny Sibley, my cousin, who meant more to me than I could ever express, and more to this community. And so, to be in that same family, to be looked at or viewed at as worthy of that kind of recognition, really meant something to me. And really, it will always mean something to me.
So, of course, those were the words of last year's winner, Steve Watts, coming in. You know, it was interesting. We were just talking off the air about the fact you're sitting there and you thought it was going to be somebody else. And then you start hearing, it's like, oh, wait a minute, because you do a lot of the same things. But then, like, wait, oh, Men of Distinction, one of my characters. Wait, that's so, I mean, kind of what, when did it hit you? What hit you? I mean, what feeling came across you at that point?
Well, to be honest, and I say this, you know, I didn't feel worthy. I was, you know, you go in that room and it's a full of the people that give to Galesburg. And so you're almost, you just feel the feeling of people that care and love Galesburg. And like I've said over and over again, Galesburg is who we are. If you're not happy with Galesburg, do something to make it greater or leave. And I know that's harsh, but the reality is, you know, Galesburg's not just a place on a map. It's who we are. And if you look at it, we have a lot of people that give and do in this community. And so it's a great place to be. So in saying that, when I was listening and I heard some of the things that the person had done, they were listing some of the accomplishments. And I said, I'll say it. I was with Joey Range. And I'm smiling like a Cheshire cat. And I'm so proud of him. I'm patting him on the back. I'm saying, man, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And he's looking at me like, man, calm down. Everybody knows me. I'm an emotional type person. So I'm like, man, you just are so deserving. And I started to hear some of the stuff about Sandberg. I said, wait a minute. Not to be disrespectful, but I don't think that's you anymore. So, and then I started listening. And like I said, I'm an emotional person. So people were there. No, I'm a crybaby. And I started thinking of all of my students. Because if there's one thing on a perfect day, if there's one thing I could do differently, and I say this every time, my name would be removed and every one of their names would be there. Because it's them. I do for them. And they do for the community. And I stand by that over and over again. I'm 55 years old, and I want them to be recognized and honored before they reach my age. And so what do we need to do to make that happen? I'm, like I said, I don't want to take away from the honor. It is such a great honor, but we've got a lot of great young people in this community that we may not notice. And so that's when I looked, when I received that award, I received it from my original 19 way back in 2014, to the HLSA, to the BSA, to every one of my FYS students, to every student I've ever encountered that has bought into this crazy old man saying, you know, let's see what you can do to make this place a better place. So that was a collective award, and that's where the emotion came from. It just, you know, like I said, it just overcame. And I looked around that room, and I saw people who have supported these young people. And I was very – I'm just grateful.
Anthony Law is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at Carl Sandburg College. He is the 2021 winner of the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award announced yesterday at the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce annual Thanksgiving luncheon. And, you know, I know, Anthony, you don't feel you're deserving, not to take away from the award and what it means, but we all see it. We know you are. In fact, you know, just talking about what you do with the youth in this community and the things, getting them involved and getting them to do things, we've had you in many, many times on the air. But mm-hmm. by yourself, very few times. Mm-hmm. It's almost every time it's the students, whether it's the MOD, WOC, or what different organizations through Carl Sandburg College or even away from Carl Sandburg College, it's always you're in, and it's about the students and what they're doing. So we see it and we appreciate it. Because, yeah, we have had you on individually for a few things, but most of the time you're contacting me and say, hey, our students are doing this, our youth are doing that, and can we get in and talk about it? And we really appreciate that and the things that they do for the community as well. And we like you getting that little push behind them.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, you and Tyler, you don't have – you give a voice. And I appreciate what you do because you give a voice to them. It's very easy to say, you know what, we've got national news. We've got VIPs. We've got other people to put. But you've always given them a voice to talk about some of the things they're doing. And they always leave out of here feeling like rock stars. And I appreciate that. And that's what – if any message from the things that I try to do that I want to leave is that – once again, we've got a lot of great young people in this community, and if we acknowledge, recognize, and celebrate them, we don't have to worry about losing them, and we'll gain so much more. The more that we recognize and listen, you know, if we can do this, if we can do great things in my generation, if we can do great things now, just think where they can take us. I said yesterday about, you know, their dreams. If we give them opportunity to share their dreams, we have no idea where Galesburg could be.
Yeah.
And so it's important.
You know, it's really interesting because you're somebody, you're comfortable talking and you've never had an issue coming in on the air. Some people, they come in and see the microphones and they're nervous and mm-hmm. clam up. And it's been nice to see the development over the few times we've had, like, for instance, with the Men of Distinction coming mm-hmm. in the first time, they're all very nervous. But once they get talking about what they're passionate about mm-hmm. and what they're doing, they're all much different now when they come in. They're relaxed and they're able to verbalize, hey, yeah, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm involved in that. This is what I want to do for our community. It's so nice to see and hear that.
And that's the secret to getting them to voice their views and how they feel and their passions is, you know, I tell them, find something. If you can't find anything to be passionate about Galesburg, then you don't know Galesburg. So figure something out that means something to you. And then do something to make others passionate as well. And if you can't, then let me know. I'll rent a U-Haul because you got to find somebody else to live because you won't survive in a place that you can't find something great about.
Yeah.
You just won't. So let's move, you know.
And absolutely.
I've only had a few move. And so the rest have decided to stay and look for it. And it's not that hard. It really isn't. This is a great place to live. So,
absolutely. You know. Anthony Law, the winner of the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award, announced yesterday. Well, you know, one of the other neat things is some of the students you've brought in from Carl Sandburg College in the past are people that aren't natives, yet they're here and they're getting to understand the community through their friends and classmates and then being involved in things. And then they become passionate mm-hmm. about doing things mm-hmm. for this community.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, the thing is, sometimes you need to see home from different eyes. And so some of the students come to go to school. This year has been fantastic because Kebe Akpor has done so much international recruiting with the soccer team. And so we've got people from all over the world. And I was talking to a young man, Ben, from England. And he was talking about being a part of MOD, but he was also talking about the community and learning a little bit about Little Galesburg. And now he's going to take that back home. And his reference to the United States is us. And the way that the community embraced him and his teammates, the way that we made him feel like home, thousands of miles, another group, the Kenyans that are running on our cross-country team, 8,500 miles from home. And Galesburg has done nothing, been nothing more than gracious to them and supportive. And so they'll take that home. And you know, we're international because of individuals. You know, Galesburg is a beep on the map. It's the people that they encounter every day that makes Galesburg something they want to share with home.
Absolutely. Anthony Law joining us here this morning. He was the winner of the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award announced yesterday at the Chamber's annual Thanksgiving luncheon. So I shouldn't say what next, because I know what next. You're going to continue to do what you've been doing. But there seems to be always something new. There's you know, you have different groups of students that you contact me about that we get in about different things. What about the, I guess, maybe the future of the groups, the MOD and WOC and some of the other groups there, Hispanic Heritage and the some of the other groups there. I guess one of the neat things I want to touch on also is students that have finished at Sandberg and have gone on either to other schools or out in the working world, still involved and still still stay in contact with you about these things.
You know, the neat thing about what we've started and collectively from 2014 is, you know, I always emphasize that you're whatever you are, you're a member for life. Whatever you need, I'm there until I can't be. I get a lot of the alums stop by and visit and tell me great things. You know, we've got Stephanie Say, she's going to be a doctor soon. We've got students who are going to be lawyers and who are mothers and business owners. You know, when we did the Black business owners, well, some of my alum who are now parents and, you know, wives and husbands, and now they have their own businesses. And it's that connection that you make that's sometimes not easy at a community college level. But once again, it's the people. They like to come back and visit me, and I don't take credit for that. But I will say that if you're willing to build a relationship with young people and support them, you keep that bond. That establishes a bond that's going to last for a long time.
You know, you've always had an interesting perspective, Galesburg, going to having to go to school here, spent a lot of time here as a youth, you know, a lot of it here, some up toward the suburbs, but a lot of it here, school here, then served your country in the Army, then came back as Galesburg police officer for a time. So kind of talk about that journey and where it's gotten you and your feelings about this, which is your hometown.
You know, it's funny. I was born here and spent most of my time in Joliet as a youth, and then went to Western. Like you said, Army, came back here as a Galesburg police officer. I've continued to stay because my maternal family's from here, and that gives me a lot of cousins. And I have a lot of cousins, Johnny being one, God rest his soul, and others. And, you know, I the history of my family. We're one of the founding families of Allen Chapel AME Church. Bercy Williams, cousin. Of course, Johnny. Dale Kelly. You know, so some of the landmarks that you see around here are family. And I want to make sure that my kids and that other kids and young people know that what Galesburg is. I enjoy Galesburg because, and I get it, it's funny because growing up in Joliet, a lot of my friends on Facebook or whatever, how can you stay down there? When are you coming back to Chicago land and blah, blah, blah? And I tell them never, because this is my heart. And it is because, not saying Galesburg's perfect, far from. But when in a smaller community, you have more control over your perspective of that community. And so I chose that my Galesburg was going to be great. And I also took the responsibility as if it is, I can't count on everybody else to make it great. I've got to make it great from my own perspective and then share that perspective with other people. When we lost our factories, I saw a lot of people lose hope, and I saw some ugly bumper stickers and stuff like that. And it was their own journey. I get that. I'm not knocking anybody, but at that point, I decided, you know what? That's not my Galesburg. I'm not gonna let that define it. My Galesburg. So I saw when I first went to Sandberg, I saw students who weren't even born yet that use that to define their Galesburg. So that was my biggest thing that keeps me here is I got students now that weren't even, not only they weren't born, doggone, some of their parents were barely born, who still define themselves by, well, you know, when Maytag left.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And yet we're still here.
I know, but you don't. Let's figure out what do you know.
Right.
You know that sitting presidents have come to visit. You know that we are a small 30,000 with two colleges. We have a history that goes back almost 200 years.
Yeah.
If you don't know that, then you need to figure it out and find out. I mean, you know, and everything else that goes with it. I mean, culturally, I mean, it never ends. You can always find new things about Galesburg. And that's why I use a lot of my social media to post things, to inform people. This is who we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's saying, and it's not, you know, what you see, whether it's on the Register Mail's Facebook page or ours, that every time something, yes, we have to report the news, and sometimes it's not good. But all the comments, oh, that's Galesburg. No, it's not. These things don't happen all the time. What, you know, there are things that happen. There are, you know, out of 30,000 people, a handful that things happen sometimes, and that does not define this community.
You're absolutely right. And the reality is, I read the news, I listen to the radio as well. I understand that things happen. Things happen to each one of us. And the reality is, am I going to let the things that happen to me define me? No. Because anything that happens to me, I can get over. That's not my definition. It's not the things that happen. It's how I deal with them that defines me. And so how did Galesburg? I know communities that lost their factories and died. If anything, if you want to use Maytag as a reference, use it as something we survived.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going back. So stop looking for that door to open up again. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But what is happening? You see new businesses. You see you see the sign, the Galesburg sign downtown. You see growth. It may not be the growth you're looking for, but it's growth. And so that's how I choose to define my Galesburg. The news is the news. What happens is the reality. But I'm going to survive that.
Yeah. And it happens everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You think, you know, I see people, well, I'm going to leave and go here. Well, guess what's going to happen there? Same thing that happens here, except we may be a better community.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And the perfect community does not exist.
Exactly.
You know, it may be talked about. It may be read about. But when you get there, you're like, man, this ain't me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anthony Law joining us here this morning. He is the winner of the Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award announced yesterday at the Chamber's annual Thanksgiving lunch. And Anthony, again, congratulations on the award. And thanks so much for not only coming in with us and talking with us, but everything that you and your students do for the community.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And like I said, thank you for you guys. Thank you for continually giving my students a voice. You know, I'm going to have some people come and talk to you because we've got some things coming up. I'm not at liberty to say just yet because they would be mad at me.
Okay.
They're in the planning stage, but we'll be back.
All right. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.